LD 1798, an act to reform land use planning in the unorganized territory. The recording begins about 10 minutes into the meeting in progress.
We saw your vote on your green sheet from your last, your straw vote, excuse me, from your last work session, which said moving the wind over to DEP. So we have attempted to put that into the clarifying amendment as well. There are going to be times by Thursday or maybe even next week that we will have to further tweak this language depending on what this committee decides in regards to its determinations on some of the areas that you'll be further discussing. Some of those will be the mechanics of actually how to provide input at the LURC process and how we mesh that with the department's process. But again, we believe that we're going to be able to make sure that language reflects what your thoughts are in regards to how we do some of those mechanical processes. So please understand that our language may change a little bit. Again, that's dependent very much on how you all undertake your deliberative processes on some of these issues. So with that, Chairman, I don't know how you'd like to approach it. I'm not sure whether going through this on a word-by-word basis would be helpful, or rather you'd like to continue to stay more at the conceptual level for any questions that you might have.
Is there any questions from this committee as of yet, or do you want some time to digest this?
We'll be here throughout, so okay. Whenever you wish.
Representative Edgecombe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site laws, will the exact same law apply to an organized territory as you currently use for, that you currently have in effect?
Yes. What you'll see in our amendment is that we've said that we already have rules in place on how those standards are met, and that we would be proposing that those projects that would trigger site location review would come to DEP and those same rules would be used.
Thank you.
Representative Black.
Thank you, Commissioner. Do you see this lengthen the permit process, or do you see it streamlining it, taking it from LURC and putting it into DP?
Our goal...
On NEVA.
Absolutely. And our goals, as we've worked with Ms. Olson, LURC, and Commissioner Beardsley, as both of the departments have worked through this, again, is to make sure that we don't lengthen the permit process, that our goal is to try to make it as efficient as possible.
All set. Representative McCabe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In regards to currently with LURC, there seems to be a large amount of public involvement through public hearings, and there's been some concern that that may not occur if things shift to DEP, as far as the structure and the process being different. And I don't know if you've given that much thought or, how that might be handled or improved upon.
And Representative McCabe, that's one of the areas when I mentioned that we're going to continue to work on some of the language and the mechanics, depending on how you, the legislature, wish for the agencies to proceed in this. Because in some situations, there may not necessarily be a public hearing for an application review and approval at the Department of Environmental Protection. You're correct. So the question, I think, becomes one of how folks want to proceed in regards to transitioning some of the permitting over to us at the department. And again, I step back because I think it will be conceivably different. In some cases right now, there aren't necessarily public hearings for some things that do receive permits, even in the unorganized territory. For example, the DEP would go through its own review process for a wastewater discharge license, for an air emission license, which may or may not require public notice and public hearing. So we, too, have within our laws and rules times when public hearings, public notices, all of those are very much required, and we would continue to follow those. However, I do understand that there are some mechanical issues that we need to work through in regards to ensuring input at LURC, in regards to land use, zoning, planning, all of those functions that would stay at LURC, which I don't envision the Department of Environmental Protection being necessarily a part of. So I share your concerns, and I think we need to work through how best to make sure these processes mesh.
Follow up, sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And you may not have the answer for all these today, but, you know, I appreciate the discussion, Commissioner. You talked a little bit about sort of a stepped approach to this process. I think last week there was sort of some general consensus around the piece about wind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, since then some people have expressed concerns of the public involvement. And then I see this amendment today, and it's sort of talking about everything, which is helpful for us to look at. But, you know, I'm just concerned that if we shift everything at once or even pieces, that we don't have sort of that seamless transition that we sort of talk about. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate this amendment. It's a lot to digest in 10 minutes, but
it's also
have
been
some more questions.
A lot for our associated staff to work on.
Sure.
And I think that it's simply trying right now to provide for you a little bit of a sense of where our internal discussions
sure.
have been. And then I do anticipate a number of discussions.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Representative Thibodeau. Senator Thibodeau.
Yeah, thank you, Senator. Commissioner, thanks for being here. And I just, for clarification so that I understand and everybody in the audience knows and understands, the threshold for that you're proposing here for DEP involvement. You said that small projects would remain at the under LURC jurisdiction as far as approval. The threshold is essentially the same as all of our organized territories currently, or is this in some way different? Is the relationship the same between the DEP and our local planning board and the DEP and what would be LURC? Is that the same relationship, or is there a different threshold?
The thresholds will remain the same for the Site Location of Development Act, just as it would be if you were in the organized area. Those are, for example, and it's going to change, but it's, for example, changing 3 acres of impervious land, or perhaps 20 acres overall, if you will. So there are the triggers in the Site Location of Development Act that apply in the organized area would apply in the unorganized area.
Right. Well, I think that's an important issue to make sure that folks understand so that, you know, because I think there's some misconceptions out there as far as what we
are.
But
I do want to make sure, especially for the folks listening, that they have not had an opportunity to see the amendment, that we have had discussions with LURC on all of our very specific environmental programs.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see language in here relating to the Natural Resources Protection Act or the Site Location of Development Act or the various wind power project laws as well. So we've gone through those, and those thresholds change depending on what you're looking at, whether you're looking at natural resources protection, whether you're looking at wind. But what we attempted to do was, if it applies over here in the organized area and it's a site location of development project, it's still a site location of development project in the unorganized territory.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, so we're through with the A and B, I gather. Anything else you need to
No, sir. I will just share that both Ms. Parent and I will be here today. We'll make ourselves available for your work sessions going forward. So as you deliberate on other items today, if there are changes to this, we will continue to work with LARC to try to provide you with those language changes as they would apply to environmental permitting.
Again, as I'm thinking through with a new piece of paper in a hand, I'm a visual learner, and I'd like to have time and today to go through what you presented with us. I'm sure some other committee members like to have that, but I don't want to all skedaddling off when we get done here.
Absolutely. I appreciate this is somewhat of a crash course in environmental permitting,
right.
Which makes it very difficult for you.
So when I see a lot of red lines in there, I get a little nervous, and so we got until
Beck, I usually ask staff to keep it to a page for me. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
we should have known that ahead of time. Representative Gifford.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Commissioner, for being here. I'm just looking at the site location part of it, and it says the main Land Use Regulation Commission. I think this is a concern of a lot of people. In consultation with the department, shall annually review. Now, that used to be just 10 years. Now, you're going to review the site development plans annually? Review the land use standards? Is that different than what's been done in the past?
I would have to double check, but I think in that case we were simply trying to allocate language to a particular place in the statute that we thought might make sense. So I can certainly double check with you.
One more piece of that. Thank you.
Excuse me just a second. Representative Gifford, could you tell us what page you're on?
I'm on page...
Some page 9.
Yeah, page 9. Yeah.
Page 9.
Section 17 at the very bottom. Sorry about that.
Last paragraph.
Great.
Representative Gifford, thank you. Ms. Olson said it is existing language.
Okay.
We are just proposing to move it from one section of law to another section of law.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyways, is it the... how to say this? I'd like to have a chance to look this over. We have some other things to go through. I'm not sure how we went much faster than what we thought. I think have a chance today to take a look at this. And if we keep you on hold here, I'm not sure how far down we're going to get with the list we have. I think maybe quite a ways.
Oh, Senator, yeah. I'm at your beck and call, so that's fine.
Where's Senator Saviello? Did you just hear that?
Thank you.
Commissioner Senator Snyder has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of things. For me, what would be helpful is having sort of an example of a project that currently is under LURC and walking through with us how that works. So I can, as Senator Sherman said, I can visualize how this is going to be different. To me, maybe this is just because I like to do things for a reason. So for me, I need to understand why this is going to be better and what are the differences. So, you know, because I've had, and no offense to DEP, but a lot of the same people who complain about LURC complain about DEP. So I need to understand how this is going to change and what is going to change and why it's better. Those are the things that I sort of need to understand. So taking maybe a project now, if it were to come forward today under current law, how that would work and how it will work under this new concept. And why it's better.
Surely. And part of that answer can also be answered to you by Ms. Olson as well,
yeah,
in regards to that. Let me start with how if a large project came forward today that would trigger the Site Location of Development Act right now, and it's in the unorganized territory,
mm-hmm,
for most of that project, it would be reviewed by the Land Use Regulatory Commission. There may be parts of that project that even today the Department of Environmental Protection would review. That may be an air emission license. It might be a wastewater discharge license, for example. Going forward, what we're saying is that type of large project, rather than going through the Land Use Regulatory Commission process, but then still maybe having to come to DEP for perhaps two other types of permits associated with a very large, complex project, instead, it would come over to DEP. LURC would ensure to us that that big project is in the correct zone and is in a compatible area that they had already planned for or is part of their work. But as far as all of the environmental permitting, it would be done at the department, which is how we think would be best to provide a more efficient and streamlined process from one state government agency or quasi-agency, if you will, to a sister agency. So that's what we're trying to accomplish here for folks.
May I have a follow-up?
Oh, sure.
So, and I know you sort of touched on this a little bit about that we may need to address the public input piece and the because one of the things that has caused a lot of people angst in the past was the intervener status on projects. Is that going to remain the same, just being transferred over to DEP? And would it be the same as far as – or do you envision it to be the same? Maybe it's not the same, or maybe it's something that we have to map out here.
We have made no changes to intervener status for the site location for any of the language that you see in here. If a large, complicated project is proposed in the unorganized territory under this proposal, just as if it was proposed in Falmouth, Maine, if you will, for example, part of that review is still done at the municipal level if you're in Falmouth. Part of that review in some cases will still be done here by LURC and its work in regards to land use and zoning issues. The environmental aspects of that project will be undertaken by DEP. We're not proposing changes to intervener status, to other areas of whether or not somebody can participate in that. And as well, please bear in mind that state law for the Board of Environmental Protection also has requirements that certain types of projects clearly require it go to the Board of Environmental Protection, where that's the citizen board that obviously oversees those types of hearings and decisions on a number of large, significant projects. So there would be that level of input as well.
Senator, all set?
Well, does anybody else have a question?
No. Floor is yours.
Then I have another question, which is the funding piece. So all of a sudden, you're tasked with doing a lot of additional work that you haven't had to do before. So my question is, are you going to get funding from fees, or how are you going to pay for all of this additional work?
Ms. McLean at the public hearing has made sure that folks understood that the administration is committing that we do get the necessary resources in regards to whatever is transitioned over to us from LURC. And yes, in some cases there would be fees, just as there would be today, fees if you submit an application to DEP. So we believe that we're going to be able to address those, and we thank the administration for making sure that there will also be a commitment to those resources for us.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that the administration commits to that, but that's going to have to go through legislative approval, I would assume, through a budgetary process.
Yes.
Well, do we have any cost estimates on what we're talking about here?
I think that until such time as we know what the committee is actually proposing to mm-hmm. us, that's how we as a department usually undertake a fiscal impact review.
Okay.
So once I know what you're actually proposing to transfer from one agency to another, mm-hmm. then we'll be able to determine how we best make sure that those resources are transferred from one agency to another, if that's the case. So we will certainly work through that particular detail, yes.
Okay, because, I mean, I don't think that's a small detail. I think funding of this has been a pretty – it's been very murky, and I understand where you're coming from because we really don't have an – we don't have
Senator Schneider is a commissioner who oversees 410 personnel in four regional office locations. Funding is always a critical detail to me,
Yeah, and we obviously we don't want to shortchange you, especially if you're taking on a lot of additional work. So thank
you. I actually don't think this is going to necessarily be a lot of additional work. There aren't necessarily a significant number of site location of development projects that, at least between discussions with Ms. Olson and I, that we've been able to identify in the past. So I don't think necessarily it's going to be, in some cases, a huge changeover. But we are, we'll work through and make sure that we are appropriately staffed and resourced.
Okay, thank you.
I asked if you wanted to make a comment from in my left ear here. In terms of finance, I had one before that, if I may, Commissioner. We know these different projects have been funded in some way, and somewhere there's money items where they were funded and how much it took. I wouldn't want you to go back and look at all those, but I would safe to say that the projects that were cited, money and hours you went in, or work went, those are all available somewhere in the books of LURC or DEP.
For large projects, were
right, large projects, and the small projects are going to be what the small projects always were, right?
For LURC,
yes.
We do. I think this relates to the earlier question about funding, which is that we do have what's called an extraordinary project fee, which is a processing fee. And for the largest projects that we deal with, the trigger is if an individual staff person will spend 4 months or more of their time on a project, then that triggers special fees that go directly to the processing of the application. They aren't deposited to the general fund. It's just for that application, and extra is returned to the applicant at the end of the process. I think that the bulk of the projects that we would be talking about, and I agree with Commissioner Aho that it's probably a relatively small number, at least in the short term, would have triggered that extraordinary fee. And so my sense is that most likely would have been funded through a fee to the applicant. And that will be up to Commissioner Aho in consultation with the legislature about how to apply any of their special fee provisions. I think that piece is another piece that we'll continue to work on as we better understand the committee's intent. We certainly have records of prior permitting actions where the extraordinary fee provision has been invoked. I can tell you they run anywhere from, $40,000 or $50,000. They tend to be, for wind projects, they tend to be in the $40,000 or $50,000 to a little bit over $100,000 range. Obviously, for Plum Creek, it was much more significant. So that gives you kind of a general sense of where those fees were. So I think, if I may, it might also be important to note that we are talking about, at least as I understand it this time, projects that would be located outside of concept plans. And so the universe of what's a site law project that's outside of a concept plan, is going to be relatively limited.
Thank you. Any other follow-up? So you'd be available to take questions together. Representative Senator Snyder.
Thank you. Could you just give me an example of that?
of a type of project that's outside of a conservation? So if you had a large retail establishment that had significant parking lots that came to 3 acres in size or met the structural limit, a very large, well, for us anyway, a large subdivision, is it 15 lots and 20 acres, I think, is the trigger in site law. So if there was a subdivision that was, let's say, a 30-lot subdivision, you know, over 40 acres or something like that, that would, the primary permit would be issued by DEP with some involvement from work on the pieces that are land use permitting as opposed to environmental permitting, as Commissioner Aho so ably described earlier. Another example might be an industrial facility. I think you used that example earlier. The kinds of things that would not be included, you know, specifically, obviously, Plum Creek is one of the big issues that people have spoken about as far as permitting coming up for LORC in the next 30 years. And that is certainly something that's in the concept plan. And as the Reform Commission report was produced, and I think as the bill was produced at the time, at this time, we're understanding that that's meant to be stay within LARC because of the contractual nature of the arrangement between the agency and the developer. However, the committee, of course, could change direction on that, and I'd be happy to provide you with any information or explore with you what that might mean. But that's my understanding at this time, is that hotels and, you know, those sorts of things that would exist within a concept plan would stay with the Land Use Regulation Commission. And is that consistent with your understanding?
That's consistent. Once in a great while, there may be a permit that might be needed within a concept plan area. An air emission license probably is the best example. That is something that the department today, as well as going forward, would be the ones that issue that. But our understanding is the concept plans stay with LORC.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just along those lines, the when you start out with a project, now you're saying you're not going to see many big projects. That's the issue of money seems to me is handled by some sort of tax, if you will, if I can say that, on these large projects. Is there any change? Would this in turn change any of the smaller permit by rule? So that's going to stay the same.
We have not proposed any changes to our current application fees that we have at the Department of Environmental Protection for any category of any permit. There is no change in our amendment to you or in your bill either. So those categories and those levels would still be the same.
And I asked this one, you may not want to answer it, but you mentioned the fear of what the committee might do, and it wasn't fear. And this is probably a leading question, obviously. What would we do that would impact your budget in a big way?
You know, that's the type of question that I could really enjoy answering. Right now, how about if I answer it this way for you? If, as the committee deliberates through these particular items, and if there is something that I think would impact my budget in a big way, would make me seek amendments to change application fees or whatever, I will highlight those to you. Otherwise, right now, I am confident with the commitment that Ms. McLean and the administration have made that the resources will be there for whatever is decided at the end of the day here.
Okay, thank you. Hey,
thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm not sure if you're involved in the next two. We have LORC permitting activities and a breakdown of types of permits.